Take control of your tarp and upgrade your manual tarp system to electric with a Roltec electric tarp conversion by AgriCover Inc. Save time and increase productivity by tarping on the go. This system operates with the convenient push of a button, keeping your driver inside the cab and out of dust, rain, and harm's way. Upgrade your existing tarp to electric today to stay protected, clean, and on schedule. For more information or to find a dealer near you, call 800-233-4655 or visit RoltecElectric.com.
All righty, thank you and welcome back to Farm Talk. We're going to kick the hour off today with the president of Minnesota Farm Bureau, Kevin Papp. Hey, Kevin, how are you doing?
Doing very well. How are you?
Well, okay, we got snow here. But I'm looking at the radar. Did you get a little rain this morning?
Well, we did get a little rain. We got a little sleet. We got some thunder and lightning and snow on the ground.
Thunder snow. Boy, be careful. Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel will show up soon.
Maybe, yeah.
If you weren't done with harvest, you could put him to work. Is that true? Are you all done with your harvest?
We are fortunate. We got done actually right before the snowstorm pushed it a little hard, knowing what the weather looked like. So there's quite a bit of crop that's been taken out. There's some to go yet in the neighborhood, but not in a bad spot compared to last year.
Boy, I guess, yeah. So that's good. Other fall work, the snow kind of put the kibosh on that? Are you kind of parked for the rest of the year?
Well, we're not hoping for the rest of the year, maybe for the rest of the week here, the way it looks like. But hopefully we've got some good field work days yet. We really have not done any tillage yet, just the crop is out, which is a good feeling. But we've got work to do yet.
Boy, all righty. Well, hopefully, and I know up here we've got, you know, 4 to 8 inches of snow to get rid of before we can do the same. So let's hope we can all get back in the field and do the things that need to be done. So, all right. Well, as president of an organization like Farm Bureau, you get in the news every now and then. And the most recent news event you were involved in with broadband in rural Minnesota, and your Zoom mate was none other than USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue. That must have been fun.
Yeah, it was an honor. You know, internet, it's no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. And it doesn't really matter if it's for education, for healthcare, for business, including agriculture. It's so important that we have adequate broadband, high speed, adequate bandwidth for all the things that we do in business, including agriculture.
And there is a huge gap, and you know, you see all the ads on TV, 5G nationwide. Well, let's get 2 or 3G in parts of rural Dakotas and Minnesota.
You know, it is, and, you know, that's one of the things we talked about. It's not the question of, you know, do you have internet, do you have broadband, yes or no, is it adequate? Is it the right speed? Do you have the bandwidth? And, you know, there wasn't a lot that COVID did positively for anybody. You know, it's changed the way how we live, how we learn, how we work. But it did bring out the emphasis of how important adequate broadband is when we've got everybody working and learning from home.
Do you see a adequate timetable for all of this? Because in the past, when you know they announced big grants for to increase broadband in rural Minnesota, and it goes to enhance the service in areas that already exist. But do you see some of these areas that just don't have good service? Will that get fixed?
Well, it's going to have to get fixed, and that's the government's involvement in that. It's no different than electricity or rural mail delivery. You pick the topic. We've got to make sure every mailbox has that. And that's the hard part, is that last mile gets very expensive some places, and it really doesn't happen without some government assistance.
Well, for sure. All right. Well, let's almost every week, USDA sends out 2 or 3 emails saying we are to enhance broadband in rural West Virginia, North Carolina, Kentucky, Texas, you know, and it's up in the millions of dollars. So let's get her done up here in this part of the world. Good. All right. Well, Kevin.
Yeah, it is, and I think we've got to remember that we've got matching dollars from those companies as well. We've got skin in the game, you know, and that helps to do twice as much when you can match those dollars with grant dollars.
Right on. All righty. You fought hard in the state at St. Paul for full conformity of Section 179 small business expensing. That was also a big hurdle to leap.
It was. It was something that maybe should have happened earlier. We saw those federal changes, quite a few years ago, honestly, and needed that conformity, needed that certainty. It took a long time, a lot of special sessions, but thankfully we've got that done. We've got a bonding bill done, and we can move forward on those projects important to rural Minnesota.
Right. All righty. Let's see. The convention, state convention, in any other year, we'd be 3 weeks or 4 weeks, well, 3 weeks probably away from the Minnesota Farm Bureau convention. What's happening next month?
Well, we're going to continue to be at the table with Farm Bureau. With the uncertainty with everything out there, we know that part of it will be virtual. We're going to do our best to see if we get together the delegates to have just the business portion. Talk with the hotel, at the space. We can make it happen. So hopefully we'll be able to do that policy development, having our delegates in one spot to put the policy together. But no matter what happens and what the guidelines are at the time, we're going to make sure our members, our staff, everyone is safe.
Have you set a date for that state gathering?
We have. We're going to do that. Hopefully we'll do that the Friday before Thanksgiving. That's what the schedule is. But, of course, timing and everything else and state requirements, everything's always a little bit unknown.
Boy, that's for sure. Yeah, things change in a hurry. And, boy, this second outbreak, the second wave, they call it, and the likelihood that this is going to continue well into 2021. Let's hope that, I think one thing that's happened that you mentioned, the few good things that have happened, people realize that, hey, there's a great inequity in broadband service in rural areas. The other thing is farmers have not been, people understand that, hey, food can get scarce every now and then. Maybe people appreciate farmers a little more.
Well, I think we were used to never going to grocery store and seeing an empty shelf. And all of a sudden, when we had some concerns, we were never short of food. We just had some logistic problems. I think people didn't realize how much agriculture is just-in-time inventory. And we saw that both with our milk and our meat products.
How are we doing for the hog producers? I know the processing is supposed to be back up to 97-98%, but did farmers actually cull quite a few, and how are they doing?
Well, we're doing that. The processors have been doing a great job of keeping everybody safe, doing the best, extra hours, things like that. Certainly those that produce those pigs, there's nothing worse than producing a healthy pig and not being able to have a home for it. And hopefully we're through that part of it and don't have to worry about that again. But it's really thanks to the great work of the food companies of going above and beyond and their employees making sure we had the shackle space.
I told Kent Thiessee of Minstar Bank that you may do whatever you can, whatever it takes. Keep all the hog farmers down there in southern Minnesota in business and operating because, Spam is pretty important product to most everybody in the world, but then so is bacon and the pork loin, and that's some of the most affordable cuts of meat at the meat counter these days. So hog producers need a little help and support and maybe a pat on the back every now and then. So already.
Absolutely, and hogs took the brunt of it, but it was really all livestock that was affected. It's just easier to keep the cattle on pasture a little longer than it is the hogs in the barn.
For sure. All righty. Well, Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp, I'm so happy to hear that you're all done with the harvest, and thanks for the work you do, and both at the state and national level. And see, on to January, the American Farm Bureau convention. That's also a virtual event, I hear.
That will be virtual. We'll get together virtually to look at our national policy, and also have virtual sessions as far as information, technology. But, you know, the goal is, and our goal has to be every day, whether it's with your family or your farm organization, is we've got to keep everyone safe.
And actively involved. So join the organization that you feel most comfortable with. Get involved. And, Kevin, thank you very much for the visit. Wish you a safe rest of the fall.
Well, thank you. It was good visiting again. And everybody, be careful out there as we finish up farming and the rest of the harvest.
Gotcha. Thank you, Kevin. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye now.